DW.
It's a Saturday afternoon on one of the hottest days of the year in Santa Teresa, New Mexico. Protesters walk towards the steady drumming of an Aztec group dancing in a parking lot just a few paces from the U.S.-Mexico border. They've traveled from far-flung border cities in Arizona, Texas, and California. But most people here are locals, Mexican and U.S. citizens. They caught rides in New Mexico's Las Cruces and just across state lines in El Paso, Texas, to protest the erection of an 18-foot bollard-style barrier across 20 miles of the borderland. Construction began in April and is moving forward at a steady pace. Among the demonstrators are college kids passing out handmade placards, elderly couples setting up plastic chairs and standing banners, artists, musicians, activists, and some 400 community members. They have come together to speak up.
And we are here as human rights activists, as environmental activists, as indigenous people, as Mexicanos, as border residents, as visitors, as people standing in solidarity against what we see behind us right here.
That's Gabriel Vasquez, a Las Cruces City Council representative originally from the Mexican city of Juarez. He points just west of the crowd, where a towering section of beams topped with a steel plate cuts into the sprawling desert landscape between the two countries.
We're here to celebrate our border. We're here to stop the wall, but we're here to celebrate our culture, our community.
Environmental advocates argue the new structure is disastrous for delicate wilderness terrain that sees little drug or human traffic to begin with. Kevin Bixby, a representative of the Southwest Environmental Center in Las Cruces, says the wall threatens existing ways of life, both for humans and animals.
It blocks the passage of wildlife. It prevents wild animals from moving across the landscape to find the water and the food and the mates and all the resources they need to survive. I think most people that live near the border understand what it's like. They understand that it's not this crazy, lawless place where drug cartels are running amok. They know it's generally a peaceful place. It's a beautiful place. It's not desolate and barren. And there's a lot of family and social connections across the border that have been there for, generations. And the narrative that we need to put up a wall and we need to hire more Border Patrol agents and build more prisons to deal with illegal immigration, people down here know that's false.
Trump's campaign promise to wall off all 2,000 miles of international boundary still has funding hurdles. But the $73 million construction in Santa Teresa comes from a border barrier replacement fund approved by Congress last year. Lakin Jordahl is a representative from the Arizona-based Center for Biodiversity, another group behind the protest. He says existing fencing is being replaced with something completely different and much more ecologically harmful.
Right now, there are vehicle barriers that stretch along a lot of the border, and those are permeable to most species of wildlife. They allow for the passage and migration of animals. We call them Normandy barriers because they look very similar to the anti-tank barriers that were placed on Normandy Beach in World War II. So they're made up of like a big steel rod, maybe 1 or 2 feet in thickness, but they're totally open underneath so animals can pass through.
By contrast, Border Patrol says the new bollard wall would stretch up to 30 feet tall and 6 feet underground. Another 2 feet of trenched concrete will run even deeper. The Chihuahuan Desert stretches from central Mexico into Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico. It's home to scores of wildlife, including endangered species like the Mexican gray wolf. Jordahl says an impenetrable wall could halt crucial migratory routes for good.
So here in New Mexico, they've waived 25 different laws in order to rush the construction of this fence. And these are laws like the Endangered Species Act, the Clean Water Act, the Clean Air Act. These are laws that protect the environment and also protect communities that live along the border. And nowhere else in this country are these laws able to simply be pushed aside in order to rush construction of a project. This is extremely unique to the borderlands, and we take it personally here. It's an insult to our wildlife and to our communities that don't receive the same protections that apply everywhere else in the country.
Both Bixby's and Jordahl's organizations have filed environmental suits against the project, but at least 4 of the 20-mile span have already been walled off, and construction shows no signs of slowing down. Here in Santa Teresa, its presence has sparked new anger in a community wounded by years of security scrutiny.
As border residents, we've lived under the boot of border militarization for decades now, the last decade especially. Border militarization funding towards that has doubled, tripled. And so we've been living under this consistent sort of militarization effort for a really long time. And there's already a wall, right? What we fear, though, is that this administration has a really different take on why they're militarizing our community. They have a very specific anti-immigrant white nationalist agenda. And so for us, I think it feels particularly dangerous.
That's Johanna Bencomo, an organizing director for the community action group New Mexico Cafe in Las Cruces.
How many more lifeless brown bodies have to be returned to their mourning families before we start demanding that Border Patrol be held to a higher, not even a higher standard, to be held accountable, to be held to a certain standard? Because right now, Border Patrol is held to absolutely zero standards.
She points to a pair of posters at the foot of the stage depicting 2 female migrants who died within days of each other in May. One was shot and killed by a Border Patrol agent along the Texas border. Another died in immigration detention custody in New Mexico from health complications that critics say officials failed to properly address.
And Claudia was not murdered by one rogue agent. Roxana did not die at the hands of one rogue agent. They both died at the hands of a rogue agency. Border Patrol and ICE are both completely out of control and completely at the hands of a white supremacist president. And Congress continues to give them more money. Our money.
The Trump administration's zero tolerance policy began sending immigration detainees to federal prisons in May. The move split over 2,000 migrant children from their parents in a matter of weeks. Family separation was halted this month, but confusion over what's next is still widespread. Bencomo is originally from the Mexican state of Chihuahua and has family on both sides of the border. She says it's not just the wall she's worried about. It's policies like these being ushered in with it.
And so when the Trump administration says build that wall, they don't just mean like the brick and mortar wall. They mean more deportation agents, more detention centers, things that would really harm our communities and make us feel really unsafe, frankly.
Que viva Mexico! Que viva El Paso!
As the rally winds down, demonstrators walk along the construction line holding flowers and chanting. A green and white Border Patrol SUV watches as the crowd comes to a stop. This is where the new bollard wall ends and squat vehicle barriers begin. These 2 will soon be removed. America's southern border has always been a place where conflicting interests collide. And the inevitable damage caused by human movement across open wilderness means environmental and human rights advocates sometimes find themselves on opposite sides. But as Bencomo sees it, the new reality of the long threatened is changing old thinking.
It's really a really strong, it's going to be a strong show of solidarity amongst groups that have historically never worked together, saying, you know what, we've had enough and we're coming together regardless of the silos in the past. We're coming together to push back against this awful first rhetoric, but then also these policies, and we're ready to fight back.
DW.